Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 143 for the week of November 9th, 2009. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome two new supporting advertisers. In the Job Shops directory, Valcro Inc., located in North Tonawanda, New York, has been offering industrial plating services since 1960. Valcro offers electroless nickel plating, Type 2 anodizing, Type 3 hard coat anodizing, and chromate conversion coatings. And they are an ISO 9001:2000 certified operation. For more information on Valcro, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. In the Chemicals directory, Pellets LLC, also located in North Tonawanda, New York, has been manufacturing cut wire shot since 1948. Pellets specializes in stainless steel shot, zinc shot, aluminum shot, and copper shot. Pellets also distributes industrial abrasives such as aluminum oxide and glass beads. For more information on Pellets, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Chemicals directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Washington Report, dated October 31, 2009. Item: House panel mandates use of safer chemicals. The House Energy and Commerce Committee overcame industry opposition last week and passed revisions to federal homeland security requirements for chemicals. This action would apply to certain U.S.-based chemical facilities and finishing operations and would give federal officials authority for the first time to direct process changes or product substitutions at industrial facilities. Please visit www.nasfvotes.com to see the revised bill. Item: the globally harmonized system comes to the U.S. In 2008, the United Nations implemented the Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals, or GHS, a new global system to standardize definitions, data sheets, classification of materials, and labeling around the world. U.S. agencies, including OSHA, are in the process of adopting these requirements. Item: EPA electroplating study on PFOS-based mist suppressants may boost alternatives. Since concerns arose several years ago in Minnesota over elevated groundwater concentrations of perfluorinated chemicals from 3M Company, U.S. EPA and state officials began reviewing plating uses of PFOS-based fume suppressants. During this time, NASF and key member companies worked closely with the agency on several fronts. They educated officials on PFC usage, its approval by the government in helping the industry meet EPA air and OSHA chromium exposure limits, and the status of non-PFOS replacements. Item: OSHA reviewing EU nickel classifications. NASF is in ongoing discussions with OSHA officials on industry safety and health matters. As the agency sets its priorities for minimizing workplace risks, it's reviewing the European Union's revamped hazard classification for dozens of nickel compounds. NASF is teaming with the Nickel Institute's top scientists for a key technical briefing before OSHA officials. Item: reminder, plating and polishing air rule. Many recall that EPA published the final rule for plating and polishing area sources in July 2008. The compliance deadline for the rule is July 1, 2010 for existing plating and polishing operations and was immediate for new affected sources. The initial notification for affected sources was due October 29, 2008. Existing sources must also submit a notification of compliance status by July 1, 2010, and an annual certification in the following years with a description of how the operation has complied with the regulation. For more information on this Washington report, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through November. On November 9th, Mass Finishing Technology Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will be held in Singapore. On November 11th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a continuing education seminar and dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Also taking place on November 11th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly meeting at Outback Steakhouse in Seattle, Washington. Guest speaker will be Steve Simisik of High Tech Industries. On November 11th through the 13th, the AESF Foundation Precious Metals Course will take place in Los Angeles, California. Also taking place November 11th through the 13th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshops, sponsored by Binks and DeVilbiss, in Toledo, Ohio. On November 12th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room, an American dinner house, in Orange, California. Also taking place on November 12th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California Forum at Spin a Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. On November 17th and 18th, the Surface Finishing Academy Powder Coating Course, instructed by Tiger Drylac USA, will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. On November 17th through the 19th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Cheltenham, UK. On November 18th, the MAMF will hold their annual Train the Trainer training at Meadowlands Plaza Hotel in Secaucus, New Jersey. On November 19th, the MAMF will continue their Train the Trainer training and hold a MAMF AESF meeting at the Waterfront Crab House in Long Island City, New York. And also on November 19th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Woody's Restaurant in Madison, Tennessee, with an update on the status of the nickel metal market presented by Palm International, Inc. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.